WRCOFM and WRCO.com Radio Sports, sponsored by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. The Brewers, they faced a tough loss last night, and we'll have a look back at hometown and baseball.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With a look at sports for your Saturday on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a Friday night home Tamlet League baseball matchup last night. Casanova hosted Sauk Prairie. With more on the game, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
The Sauk Twins picked up a 6-0 victory over the Casanova Reds in night league. Home Talent Baseball played Friday night in Casanova. It was a really good ball game, scoreless until the fifth inning. That's when the Twins scored four times, and the big blow was Leo Joyce's 3-RBI double, which got the Twins going. They would add two more in the seventh inning when Sam Koenig cranked a 2-run home run, and the Twins went on for the victory. The starting pitcher for Sauk went the distance, Austin Pagel. He gets a no-hitter against the Casanova Reds. He struck out 10 and walked 7. There was some good defense behind him for the likes of shortstop Chucky Shara and third baseman Sam Koenig. And Ben Leniers, the left fielder, trapped the ball. It looked like a base hit for Colton Greenwood, but the runner going from first to second for the Reds had to hold to see whether it was going to be caught or not. And that runner was thrown out at second base, so that erased a hit there. And Greenwood was held to a fielder's choice. So a no-hitter for Pagel as he goes all 7 innings tonight. Isaac Jennings went 5 innings for Casanova. He gives up 5 hits, strikes out 4, and walks 4. And Aaron Hipsch on the evening strikes out 3, walks 1, and gives up 2 base hits in relief. The line score from Casanova, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Sauk, and 9 left aboard. For the Cas Reds, no runs, no hits, 3 errors, and 8 left aboard. Once again, the final score in Night League Home Talent Baseball, the Sauk Twins, 6, the Cas Reds, nothing. Reporting for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. A person familiar with the situation says the Green Bay Packer quarterback Jordan Love has agreed to terms on a 4-year contract extension worth $220 million. Now, the person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because the deal has not been officially announced. Love's new deal includes a record $75 million guaranteed signing bonus and another $155 million in guaranteed money. The new deal comes after Love led the NFL's youngest team to a 10-9 record and a playoff run last season in his first year as a starter while stepping up to the challenge of replacing 4-time MVP Aaron Rodgers. One bad inning made the difference for Freddy Peralta on Friday night. The right-hander allowed a pair of home runs within the first 5 batters of the game, and the Milwaukee Brewers played from behind the rest of the way in a lackluster 6-2 loss to the National League's worst team in the Miami Marlins at American Family Field. Rhys Hoskins homered in the 3rd inning to provide the lone highlight for an offense that managed only 7 hits and went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position in last night's 6-2 loss. Other National League finals, the Mets over Atlanta 8-4, Washington down St. Louis 10-8, Arizona 4, Pittsburgh 3, San Fran 11-4 win over Colorado. American League, Minnesota 9-3 over Detroit, Boston bombed the Yankees 9-7, Toronto 6, Texas 5, Seattle blanked the Shy Sox 10-0, and Oakland won better than the Angels 5-4. Interleague play, the Cubbies got shut out last night 6-0 against Kansas City, Houston shut out the Dodgers 5-0. Cleveland 3, Philadelphia 1, Cincinnati a 3-2 win over Tampa Bay, and San Diego defeated Baltimore 6-4. A hot air balloon brought an Olympic ring of fire into a rainy sky, and singer Celine Dion belted from the Eiffel Tower as Paris kicked off its first Summer Olympics in a century. The four-hour-long, rule-breaking opening ceremony Friday unfurled along the Seine River. On-and-off showers didn't seem to hamper the enthusiasm as the athletes enjoyed it. Some held umbrellas as they rowed boats down the river. It marked a showcase of the city's resilience as authorities investigated suspects of acts of sabotage targeting France's high-speed rail network. Crowds crammed along the river Seine and watched from balconies, ooing and eyeing as Olympic teams paraded in boats along the waterway. Thousands of former college athletes will be eligible for payments ranging from a few dollars to more than $1 million under the $2.78 billion antitrust settlement agreed to by the NCAA and five power conferences. The deal also paves the way for schools to directly compensate athletes while attempting to regulate payments from boosters. The document was filed in federal court in the Northern District of California a little more than 2 months after the framework of the agreement was announced. The deal, however, must still be approved by a judge. The Miami Dolphins have signed quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to a four-year contract extension valued at a franchise record $212.4 million. Athletes First, the agency that represents Tagovailoa, provided contract terms to ESPN at an average of $53.1 million per year. Tagovailoa will rank third in the NFL in quarterbacks behind Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow. Now, the deal includes $167 million guaranteed. Tagovailoa was still playing under the contract he signed when the Dolphins made him the fifth overall selection in the 2020 NFL Draft. Warner Brothers Discovery has sued the NBA after the league did not accept the company's matching offer for one of the packages in its upcoming 11-year media rights deal. The lawsuit, filed on Friday in New York State Court in Manhattan, states that WBD, the parent company of TNT Sports, is seeking a judgment that has matched Amazon Prime's video offer in order seeking to delay the new media rights deal from taking effect until the 2025-2026 season. Now, the NBA signed its deals with Disney, NBC Universal, and Amazon Prime Video on Wednesday after saying it was not accepting Warner Brothers Discovery's $1.8 billion per year offer. The deals will bring the league around $76 billion over 11 years. Georgia wide receiver Rodarius Rara-Thomas has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest on charges of cruelty to children and battery, adding to the team's recent legal woes. Athens Clark County jail records show that Thomas was booked early Friday on felony charges of cruelty to children and misdemeanor battery. Bail had not been set as of Friday afternoon. It's the second arrest for Thomas in the past 2 years. He's a transfer from Mississippi State. He was arrested by University of Georgia police on 2023's felony charge of false imprisonment and a misdemeanor count of family violence battery. Those charges were later dropped. Former Kansas City Chief defensive lineman Isaiah Buggs has been convicted on two counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Tuscaloosa County District Judge Joanne Janik sentenced Buggs to a year of hard labor, ordering him to serve 60 days. The rest would be suspended for 2 years, pending Buggs' behavior. The 27-year-old is not allowed to have or be around firearms or own cats or dogs. The Chiefs released the former Alabama player on June 24th, 8 days after he was arrested on a charge of domestic violence and burglary. Taylor Pendrith shot a 7-under 64 on Friday to take a two-stroke lead over Matt Naismith into the weekend in the 3M Open in Blaine, Minnesota. Playing in windier afternoon conditions, Pendrith made a 30-foot birdie putt on the par 4 16th and tapped in for another birdie on the par 5 18th. He had a 12-under 130 total at TPC Twin Cities, playing the first 36 holes without a bogey. The 33-year-old Canadian won the CJ Cup Byron Nelson in May in Texas for his first ever PGA Tour title. He tied for fifth a week ago at the Barracuda Championship in California. Naismith had a 64 in the morning before wind gusts topped 20 miles per hour hit the course in the afternoon and early evening. Lauren Coughlin held on to the lead Friday in the CPKC Women's Open, while Canadian star Brooke Henderson was derailed by closing bogeys at windy and smoky Earl Grey Golf Club in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Coughlin followed her opening 4-under 68 on Thursday in chilly and windy conditions with a 70 to get to 6-under, a stroke ahead of Hannah Green and Heron Rowe. Now, the temperature made it into the 70s after barely climbing into the 60s on Thursday. Playing through a smoky haze from wildfires, Henderson bogeyed the final four holes for a 73 that left her seven strokes back at one over. She won the 2018 tournament. Coughlin is coming off a fourth-place finish 2 weeks ago in France at the Major Evian Championships. And New Orleans Saints reserve quarterback Jake Haener is balancing a recent skin cancer diagnosis with his effort to secure a job backing up starter Derek Carr in New Orleans. Haener shared his diagnosis on Friday when he was asked about a small circular adhesive bandage on his right cheek. The 25-year-old Haener is a second-year pro out of Fresno State who was selected in the fourth round of the 2023 NFL Draft, and he's trying to back up Derek Carr in New Orleans. He says he learned a little more than a week ago that he had a form of skin cancer that is rare for people his age. Haener says doctors are trying to determine his course of treatment, and it's not clear yet how it may interfere with his second NFL season. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.